Now, there has been a 30% reduction in plastic bottle and can litter on our streets since the start of the deposit return scheme in February. That's the news this morning from the Irish Business Against Litter Group, which is releasing its first detailed survey since the scheme was announced. And here to tell us all is Conor Horgan of Irish Business Against Litter. You're very welcome into studio. So 30% decrease in plastic bottles and cans. This scheme is working then in this sense.
It seems so, Carl. I mean, we feel this scheme holds a lot of promise in terms of litter. Ultimately, we'd like to see cans and plastic bottles disappear entirely from our streets. Now, we're only a few months in. The system hasn't quite embedded itself. There will still be old items that aren't returnable out there. That probably explains that it's still quite a high prevalence of litter out there, that is cans and plastic bottles. But it's a great start.
And you see, consumers are taking to the scheme. Everybody has a box or a bag at home now for their returnables. But also you're seeing people going around with bags, picking up the bottles and bringing them to the machine to get their refund. Is that entrepreneurial spirit?
It is. And that seems to be the experience in other countries that, there is, it brings you back maybe several decades where, as a kid, I used to collect monies from old bottles and that. So there's every reason to think that this is going to bring about further change. It's noticeable that in other countries, beer bottles is sometimes included. In the case of Germany, for example, our data this morning tells us that in 10% of the sites we covered, and we covered about 500 sites around the country, there was beer bottle litter. So it would be great if that litter type could be included in the scheme also.
So it seems that when there is this monetary reward, that people will play ball. Gum, however, is still a major problem. Some of it's staying on our streets, you're saying in the report, for years.
Well, it's just noticeable that we've spoken about degradable gum for years. We don't see any real impetus among manufacturers to bring it about. Across industry, from tea bags to cars, we've seen companies adapt their products and their packaging in the interest of the environment, but there doesn't seem to be any pressure on gum manufacturers to do the same. And as a result, when gum hits the streets in Ireland, effectively it stays there. Now, there is gum removal. It's very expensive. It will always be limited to only a few streets. So typically, gum remains on our streets for decades and builds and builds. Even if you don't see it, it's very unseemly, and we think something should be done about it.
Now, your litter rankings are also out today, and Naas County Kildare doing very well.
Kildare has been doing very well in recent years. Maynooth, last time I was on the programme, it was Maynooth that had finished top. This time it's Naas. Noticeable also that, the cleanest towns are getting even cleaner. In the case of Naas, it was a perfect scorecard, hardly any litter to be seen. Great news. Also, mention of Blanchardstown, first time we had covered it in years. For a busy suburban area, finishing third in our table is a remarkable achievement.
The inner city, Dublin, not doing so well.
Dublin's inner city has improved, as have other city areas, but the improvement is gradual. It's great that we have no areas deemed black spots or seriously littered anymore. The real disappointment is Dublin City Centre. Whereas we're seeing a positive trend among most areas, Dublin City Centre seems to be in reverse. This is the fourth study in a row where we've seen no improvement in our city centre. We can't call our country clean if our capital city is dirty.
Now, we do notice after big events that litter is very prevalent as well. I mean, how can that be improved? Is there more sanction needed for those running those events?
Well, I think generally people are doing a good job now of cleaning up after events. I mean, we deliberately make sure that our inspectors, that their visits don't coincide with events because it would distort the findings. But I think you'll find after, give it a day and all, and people are getting much better at cleaning up after their event. So I don't know if it leads to a chronic litter problem.
And fly tipping, we see a lot of bags of rubbish left along side roads, particularly in rural Ireland. Are the laws strong enough there to cope with what we're seeing?
It's always going to be difficult to tackle the offenders here. I mean, there's dumping and there's litter. What's the difference? Well, litter might be just born out of neglect, that people don't think and they just throw away a sweet wrapper. Dumping, unfortunately, is deliberate. It's about avoiding waste charges. Very hard to enforce. We're seeing it everywhere. We're seeing it in our capital city as well, that there was actually an increase in dumping in recent times in our city centre. So it's a problem that we've never really tackled. It doesn't seem to be getting much better.
And just finally and briefly, if you want to see where your city or town ranks in the IBAL listings this morning, where do you look?
If you go to IBAL.ie, IBAL.ie, you'll see the ranking of 40 towns and cities according to their cleanliness levels.
Conor Horgan, Irish Business Against Litter. Thanks very much for joining us.